彭博商业周刊报道，如果全世界都能够使用页岩气，我们的清洁天然气供应量应该能够增加 47%， 既能够降低温室气体的排放，也可以降低能源价格。If all the world's theoretically recoverable shale gas could be developed, our supply of clean burning natural gas would expand 47%, lowering both greenhouse gas emissions and energy prices. Bloomberg Business says the hitch is that the process for extracting shale gas, called hydraulic fracking or hydraulic fracturing, sucks up as much as 25 million liters of water for each well.A report from the Washington-based World Resource Institute shows that roughly 38% of the world's shale gas and oil lies buried beneath water-stressed regions. This means that extraction efforts will be difficult and expensive, as well as economically and environmentally risky.
Oh, totally. This is the thing. I mean, yeah, fine, we might be able to get some cleaner burning fuel, but at what cost?And the problem is right now is that everyone's focusing on shale gas and fracking, but no one is really focusing on the truly clean energy, which is nuclear. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, nuclear energy has you know, progressed by leaps and bounds since the 1960s and 70s. It is now possible to get a backyard nuke, so something that's about the size of a big box that can power your entire house for 100 years.You don't have to do anything to it. You just start up the reaction, and it continues all by itself with no waste.
What about security issues? What if something goes wrong? Nuclear bomb?
No. But these things have been proven to be almost 100% safe. And the question of whether they can be used as a bomb, I think, you know, perhaps it is a valid one. But at the same time, I mean, you know, you can use gas as a bomb. I mean, I can put gas into a bottle and throw it at someone and then light them on fire, right?
Well, the problem is for shale gas, you could put the production process solely on the hands of the professionals, whereas the nuclear generator is kind of risky.
But the thing is, it doesn't have to be in the backyard. It can be for the neighborhood. It can be for an entire county, for an entire province. And so that's the thing. I mean, so we keep focusing on shale gas because it's supposed to be cleaner.But then we look at all the environmental problems that it's been posing. And so Bloomberg says 25 million liters of water for each well. That's if the fracking companies are actually using water. Half the time they're either using wastewater or they're using some like chemical sludge.
Yes, they have to add some kind of chemical into the water.And also, plus, it creates a possibility of some seismic activity.
Exactly.
Especially in China, these shale gas are mostly located in North China or Northwest China. Mm-hmm. And these places are normally very short in water resources.
Right.
So it's not likely to tap these kind of resources.